thank you, Lord, that we can come together this morning once again to sing praises to our King, and Lord, to magnify your wonderful name. And of a truth, Lord, we want to say, Lord, you are precious to us this morning. And Lord, without you, life would not be worth living at all. But Lord, we thank you. With Christ, we have a hope, Lord, this morning. Lord, we have blessed assurance, Lord, of the gift of eternal life. We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for your precious shed blood, which you shed for us on Calvary. We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, that it avails for all our sins, Lord. And we thank you, Lord God, for the gospel message that the whosoever will may come. But precious Lord Jesus, we pray this morning that you will have your way. Help us, Lord, as we sing and worship, and help our brother Ian as he comes this morning with your word to preach the word, Lord. And we pray you'll be with him, Lord. Give him inspiration, even as he speaks. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And Lord, we just ask you, Lord, for those that couldn't be here this morning, perhaps they would have liked to have been here. We pray, Lord, that you'll be their portion and meet their need. And we pray, Lord, for those this morning that's needing healing, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord. We pray, Lord God, indeed you'll touch them. And Lord, that you'll raise them up in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask for Brother Billy this morning, Lord God, that you'll strengthen him. Touch him, and Lord, do his heart good in the precious name of Jesus Christ. And even as your word declares that you would renew the youth like that of the eagle, we pray, Lord, even for our brother Billy, Lord, that such would be his portion this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Give him strength, Lord, and give him health and vitality in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. We ask you, Lord Jesus Christ, if there's anyone else, Lord, laid aside at this time, Lord, perhaps someone has come under attack from the enemy, Lord, even in their mind. We pray, Lord God, that you'll heal their mind, Lord, and let them read your word and believe it and accept what it says is the truth. And Lord, that it cannot be changed or altered, for it is the word of God. And Lord, we just pray, Lord Jesus Christ, now that indeed you will have your way. Come and fellowship with us. Even, Lord, for those that's in their cars this morning, we pray they'll feel your presence. In the lovely name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And Lord, we'll be careful to give you glory, honour, and praise, for it belongs to thee. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. We're going to turn in our redemption hymn books this morning to 379. Upon life's boundless oceans, where mighty billows roll, I fixed my hope in Jesus, lest anchor off my soul. 379 in the redemption hymn book. Peace like a river is flooding my soul, since Christ my Saviour maketh me whole. Sweet peace abiding, my portion shall be. Jesus my Saviour is precious to me.
Yeah.
man and brother again.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I am blessed. Amen. People talk about creating atmosphere for miracles. But God, not worried about an atmosphere. God is not worried about an atmosphere. God just wants you to look to Him. God doesn't need to create an atmosphere for a miracle to happen. God doesn't need for you to be able to be like a praise. Hold on there, close the door. God closed the door in the ark, but I'll have to close this door. That's great. I'm bolted in. I feel a bit like Joseph. He was down in the prison, remember? But God had good out of it all. Sometimes you might feel you're in a prison, and you might feel like you're not reaching God, and you might feel like you need to create something that's going to help out God. You can't help out God one bit. Not this morning, nor not no morning. But I want to tell you, God will help out you. He will. He has to. If you don't help God, that's no problem. You're just a man, made of dust, but God has to help you. We want to just turn to the scriptures, because sometimes we can get excited because we have a king that's mighty, and because our eyes is on him so much, we get excited about the things that he's doing in the quiet place and in the loud place. God is able in every place. We want to just turn to your scriptures in John 8. And we want to take a reading from verse 1. And a lot of people have read this. Even unbelievers have read this story. And it's wonderful. So if we turn in the scripture to John chapter 8. We begin the reading in verse 1. Jesus went on to the Mount of Olives. Early in the morning he came again into the temple, and all the people came unto him, and he sat down and taught them. And the scribes and the Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they say unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. And the Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou? Lest they said, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down, and with his finger wrote on the ground, as though he heard them not. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, Woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? She said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. That's wonderful, isn't it? Amen. Here we see the Lord Jesus himself and people catch a woman in the very act of adultery. And Jesus, being the King of Kings, being Lord of Lords, is able to forgive this woman. You know, many of us sometimes can't forgive. We can't forgive. But God said, if you can't forgive, neither can I forgive you. But Jesus, this is the very Christ here. We have to believe. Because if we don't believe, it is sin. Sin is disbelief. And a little title that I had was, Disbelieve No More. In other words, sin no more. Now this woman that was caught in the act of adultery, we'll have a little look here. And when Jesus said, Go and sin no more. Then Jesus spake again unto them, saying, Now, the Pharisees are here. They want to have a look at what the Pharisees think and what they say. The Pharisees were sinners. The Pharisees sinned. And they kept sinning. Jesus said, Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. If you think you have not life, you have not Jesus. If you've got Jesus, you've got life. He said it here. Listen what the Pharisees. The Pharisees therefore said unto him, Thou bearest record of thyself. Thy record is not true. They disbelieved Jesus here. They said he wasn't true. He said his record was not true. Jesus answered and said unto them, Though I bear record of myself, yet my record is true. For I know that whence I came, and whither I go. But ye cannot tell whence I come, and whither I go. Ye judge after the flesh. It's not wonderful. I'm just talking to the modern day people of this day. Judging after the flesh. Let's gather up stones. Let's gather up stones. And let's stone someone today. After the manner of the flesh. That man was angry today. Let's stone him. That woman done wrong. Let's condemn her after the manner of the flesh. Don't show forgiveness. Let's be like Pharisees. Don't show forgiveness. Let's say Jesus' word is not true. Let's all start throwing stones at one another. It's not like today. They wanted to stone her. And I'm sure the fellow that was with the woman, that was happy to be with her, and his flesh was glad to be with her, I'm sure. But he was willing to stone her. And there's a lot of Judas Iscariots in our midst today. And a lot of jackals. And a lot of people that would turn on you. And they'd be glad to stone you. But Jesus came to give forgiveness. Jesus came to change your heart. Came to take away that stony, fleshy heart of sin and to give you life. Let's not be like the Pharisees. The Pharisees said that Jesus' record was not true. They wanted to live in their sin. And here we read in the scripture, Jesus answered and said unto them, Though I bear record of myself, yet my record is true, for I know whence I came. And whither I go, but ye cannot tell whence I come, and whither I go. Ye judge after the flesh. I judge no man. Woo! Is that a bit of a revelation to some people? Have you ever thought about the person you work with and maybe they don't pray as often as you think? You ever thought about the person that you thought maybe they drink more wine than you do? And you maybe think, hold on a minute, I'll go above Jesus. Let's stone this situation. Let's stone her. Is there a situation that you think you would rather throw a stone at or rather forgive? I want to tell you, friend, you're no better than the Pharisee if you pick up a stone. Jesus said, judge not that you be not judged. And Jesus himself says here, if anyone's reading the King James Bible, which I have here, I think it's wonderful. Ye judge after the flesh, I judge no one. Now yet in the Bible it says, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. What is the kingdom that was to come? Jesus was the kingdom. The kingdom was amongst us. The kingdom came. And we saw the kingdom. And he said the kingdom is at hand. And very self, Jesus is at hand. We have a choice to believe today. And we have a choice to disbelieve. To believe is life. To disbelieve is sin. And we know, in the words in the scripture, when Jesus, he said, and yet if I judge, my judgment is true. So he said his judgment was true, so he was able to judge. But yet, he didn't. He said, I am not alone, but I am the Father that sent me. It is also written in your law, see, in your law, that the testimony of two men is true. I am one that bear witness of myself, and the Father that sent me beareth witness of me. Then said they unto him, where is thy Father? Jesus answered, ye neither know me nor my Father. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. I want to get down here to verse 23. And he said unto them, ye are from beneath, I am from above. Ye are of this world, I am not of this world. I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins. For ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. Isn't that amazing how we see why we would die in our sins? Because of disbelief. And you would say, you know something, Ian? If I saw a miracle, I would believe. That's disbelief right away in your answer. That's not right. Some people that believe God don't need to see a miracle. The word says, blessed is he that have not seen, yet believe. So many people are like the people that came out with Moses when they came out of Egypt. And they came out and they saw the cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. Is anybody in this car park, is there a cloud that they can follow by day? I don't see one physically. Is there a pillar of fire at night? Do you ever wake up at night and there's a pillar of fire? Not always. But does everyone follow a pillar of fire every night? I'm sure some of you maybe do. I don't know. But I know one thing for sure. All these ones that came out of Egypt knew there was a cloud and it was a pillar of fire. They saw it, yet they still sinned. They still sinned because sin is disbelief. Sin's not your actions, friend. Whatever you eat, don't worry about it. Because it'll go into the belly here and it'll come out at the draught. Out at the dross, it's fit for nothing then. But it's what comes out of this that will condemn a man. It's what comes out of the mouth condemns a man. And even the man that wanted to stone this woman, that already lay and had enjoyment in his flesh with that woman, stood in the crowd, I'm sure, and wanted to stone the very woman he had the pleasure with. And why did he want to stone the woman? Disbelief. Sin. Sin. It says in the Bible, the word says that a man's heart's deceitful above all things. And he's very deceitful. And you know, do you ever notice some people, I meet them all the time, and they say to me, you'll never guess what that fella done on me. I can't forgive him. And you know, I was told of a story recently where a woman, and she was over 80 years of age, she She seemed healthy in every road bar as she had arthritis. And the man said, I've seen when you got that arthritis. And he said it was back and he gave her the date. And the woman said, listen, how did you know these things? She said you fell out, he said you'd fell out with your husband. And you didn't forgive him. You haven't forgiven him. And she knew it was true. Whatever way they fell out, she absolutely despised that man. She hated him. She rejected him. She couldn't forgive him. And the man said, forgive him. Forgive him. And in her heart, she realized she was 80 odd years of age, or whatever age she was, she decided, right, what's the point? I'll forgive him. And in that time that woman forgave him, immediately, that woman was straightened and made whole. I want to just tell you something to comfort you in your cures today, young or old. When Joyce came out, when Joyce was 85, he still went up onto the mountain to overtake things. Because God gave him strength. And Joyce said he has as much strength at 85 and when he had when he was 40. Now if you get into reading the scriptures, you'll know these things to be true. That's why the scriptures make you strong. God's word is the greatest builder. God's word is better than any protein supplement. God's word is stronger than any protein supplement. Any supplement the world can give you is not stronger than the word of God. It's the most strongest thing. Who then can receive this supplement? Who then can receive the word? Who then is the word for? Is it for the special people of a certain denomination? Is it the special people of a certain idea? Is it for the scribes? Is it for the Pharisees? It's definitely not for the Pharisees if you read the word. But I want to say this. To them that believe. To them that believe. Isn't it powerful how your friends sometimes they can go so far and yet their words they speak are not words of life. And when you tell someone God has healed you and they get up and they start to feel well, then some incident happens and then they talk about the incident. Remember this woman. Jesus said, where are thy accusers? There are none. Neither do I accuse you. Sin no more. If you have problems in your life, sin no more. God is obligated and must reward you if you sin no more. He actually has to reward you for sinning no more. Can you do such a thing? Yes. How do you do it? Believe. Read this every day. Read it every day. Eat it. Eat this. If you feel a stiffness in your back, read the word. If you feel a stiffness in your arm and can't raise it, tell God you want to praise him. What does the Bible say about praising? With a lifting up of hands. What did a man do called Moses when they saw his joints were sore and he was getting stiff from lifting his hands? Even though when he was 120, his sight grew not dim. Oh, that's mighty, isn't it? This is not a figment of our imagination. When God says something, if you want strength, raise your hands. Even physically. I said, anyone here today, I'll give any of you anything if you can come back to me with a report, even if you're a non-believer, and you raise your hands and you don't start to feel well after a while. Because the raising of the hands makes the heart have to pump, and it's a muscle and it has to work, and it drives out all the dormant blood, and it gives you strength, life, more abundantly. They got these hands of Moses and they raised them up and they kept them up. They jacked them up. Why do I tell you these things? I want your arms to be jacked up this morning with God's word of truth. I want your arms to be jacked up with a big stick called belief. And a big stick called belief. And I want the big belief sticks jacked up so that you're jacked up with the truth. And it's wonderful to be lifted up with the truth. God is in the business of not denying you if you come to him. This woman came to Jesus. She didn't come to a good man in the town. What is a good man? Solomon said, of men I found a few, of women I found none. Yet before the Bible does talk of great women. So all these women, take courage out there. Because there's great women in the Bible. And Moses, once there was a man, had to get something, an inheritance. But a woman came and said that she wanted to receive her inheritance. And Moses had to put the request to the king. And God was glad to give that woman that inheritance. See, because we come to God, God feels not. You may feel, your friends will feel, but God does not feel. I say, disbelieve no more. Sin no more. God is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. We had to go to Jesus. This woman didn't go till someone in the crowd that was like her, a disbeliever. Disbelief will pick up the stone. Where is he? He made a job. Stone him. How do you stone people? Easy. Even when people's not there, you can stone them. I saw a brother so-and-so. Ah, that boy, there's ways of eating grass. You're calling your brother an animal. When your brother spend time in prayer for you, and he's maybe reading the word, he's not grazing, but he's eating the word of life. And yet you can pick up a stone of disbelief, of sin. And that's how the devil comes in, and people say they would believe if they saw, they wouldn't. No man come to the Father but by me. Did Jesus say that? And he said about the Father drawing, no man can come unto Jesus except the Father draw of him. Isn't it wonderful? Aren't you glad this morning you're drawed by God? I want to encourage you this morning. Here's an adulterous woman. Jesus forgave her. He said to her, go and sin no more. Disbelieve no more. The doctor may say to you, it can't happen. There's great doctors. There's great nurses. We have some here today. I want to thank God for them people. Look, in this Bible was a doctor. Probably one of the greatest doctors. He went about with Jesus. He probably able was to diagnose things before Jesus spoke the word over them. Because he was a great doctor. And there is great doctors today. But I want to say, if you believe in Jesus, it's not sin. If you disbelieve, it is sin. And when you believe, you will have what you ask. But when you disbelieve, you won't have what you ask. No man can serve two masters. Because if he serve one and hate the other, then one master won't be happy and he'll want to pay that guy off. Jesus did not pay you off this morning. The devil's sacked this morning. That's what you ought to be saying. You ought to sack a devil. Sack a devil in your life. How do you do it? When you feel you want to run down a real good bro in the Lord, realize who's encouraging you to say them things. Devil, get out. Did you see what he done? Did you see the lies he told? Most men are liars. Even ones that's on these pulpits, they're liars. That sounds awful. I'm only reading what the scriptures say. That the Bible said if a man says he's not, he definitely is a liar. But Jesus is truth. And we ought to come to him. And he is the one that can forgive. He's the one that can take a liar and turn the lies, take them from him, and give him truth in his belly. That he speak truth. He'll shun evil. Lift up your brother. Lift up your sister. In Christ, isn't that wonderful? Oh, bunch of publicans. That's what they do. But let's lift up the one that's a sinner this morning. Let's lift up your neighbour that doesn't believe. Let's lift up the man that hates to see you coming. Let's lift him up. Jesus here gave a woman that came to him forgiveness. Isn't that wonderful? And you know, I say disbelieve no more. God bless you big time. I have just one more scripture to read in Hebrews 3. I'll just read it. And then I'm going to go back over to my vehicle and praise the Lord. God is wonderful. I'm just going to read this scripture to you, Hebrews 3. And I was getting across where when they came out and they said they would believe, and yet they saw all the things. But in Hebrews 3 and 12 it says, take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief, and departing from the living God. Why would you want to depart from God? You want to get right into God, into his presence, so that he can cast down all. And 13 it says, but exhort one another daily. How are you going, friend? Hi, boy, you're looking well today. Praise the Lord. Ah, boy, you know, I made a bit of a mistake. Don't worry about that, boy. It's a new day. Rise up over that. Give yourself a shake. Let the dead lice fly off and get on with it. God is in control. Today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Sin no more. To let disbelieve no more. Any of them stones you've got in your mind, big heavy stones, good stones would take a bit of flesh out of a boy or out of a woman, get them stones tipped out again. Don't keep them in there. Get them stones tipped out. Throw them out of the road. And instead of throwing stones, start giving that guy bread. Start giving that person bread. Give them life. Pray for them. And praise God when you can. And pray when you can. And wait upon the Lord. Disbelieve no more. God bless you. My brother Gary.
Praise the Lord. God bless our brother Ian for the word this morning, and the Lord bless each and every one. Just a reminder, we'll be live again this evening at 4:30, and also Wednesday night. Keep tuning in to our meetings. And then next Sunday morning, we'll have our brother John with us to share the word of God, John McKinstry. And we just have to keep going on. We're in strange times, but we're following on with the Lord. And it's so true what our brother Ian says. Jesus, before he left, gave his disciples 11th commandment. Now everybody knows the 10, but not many know the 11th. And the 11th commandment is love one another. Amen. God bless each and every one of you.
Amen. Let's turn to number 623 in the Redemption Hymn Books. It was down at the feet of Jesus for that happy, happy day that my soul found peace in believing and my sins were washed away. Sister, help us, Lord, to obey your word, which says that we bless God, and out of the same mouth curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. And you said, brethren, these things ought not to be so. Lord, help us to remember, Lord, that man indeed was made in the image of God, and Lord, that we are in a position, Lord, of enlightenment and light. We're not walking in darkness anymore. Help us, Lord Jesus Christ, to walk in that light and to act as if we have received that light. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Lord, help us to pity those that are in darkness. And help us, Lord, to try to reach out. Lord, even as you took pity on us when we were helpless, when we didn't know. Lord, we didn't come seeking you, but you came seeking us. And Lord, you enlightened us. Lord, you brought us out of the darkness into the light. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you've done it. Help us, Lord, therefore, to have pity of those that's not able yet to pray for themselves. Those that don't know, Lord, we pray you'll help us, Lord, to be a witness for you. Help us to shine our light and not to be let it hid under a bushel. But Lord, help us to shine our lights, Lord, that it may lighten the hearts of other men. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. We pray you'll bless our brother Ian this morning who brought your word. We pray, Lord God, that you'll bless this evening service as well over the internet. We pray you'll bless our pastor and help him, Lord, as he's waiting upon the Lord, and as he's waiting for words, Lord, for you to speak them. We pray, Lord God, that indeed you'll continue to minister, Lord, over the airwaves, Lord, and that people will be saved and delivered and healed in the precious name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Bless each one and take each one, Lord, to their dwellings in safety. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. And the Lord bless. Just going to finish off as you go. We'll sing, of course, just as everybody goes. The Lord bless. And tune in this evening and this afternoon at 4:30.